16.
Text 1. Do you often write to your friends?
Seldom. We usually keep in touch by email, but I will call them on holidays.
Text 2. I'm staying at home. I want to read a book.
You're always reading. You work all the time.
Games are silly.
No, they're not. Don't forget the English saying, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Text 3. This crazy bus schedule has got me completely confused. I can't figure out when my bus to Cleveland leaves.
Why don't you just go to the ticket window and ask? Text 4. Nothing serious, actually.
But I have a pain in my chest.
Take the medicine according to the instructions, and you'll be well in 2 or 3 days. Text 5. Can I help you, ma'am?
I'd like to buy a hat.
What kind of hat are you looking for? What about this one with the flower? We have this style with a single flower or with a small bunch.
Single flower would be better, but I prefer that taller one because it would add to my height. Text 6. May I take your order now, sir?
Yes, please.
What would you like to have?
I'd like some steak.
How would you like it cooked? Medium, medium well, or well done?
Medium well, please.
Okay. What would you prefer to go with the steak? Boiled potatoes, fried potatoes, or French fries?
I'd like French fries.
All right. What would you like to drink? Wine or soft drinks?
I think a glass of orange juice will do.
Well, do you want to order anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay. Would you like to have some dessert?
No, thanks.
May I take your order now, sir?
Yes, please.
What would you like to have?
I'd like some steak.
How would you like it cooked? Medium, medium well, or well done?
Medium well, please.
Okay. What would you prefer to go with the steak? Boiled potatoes, fried potatoes, or French fries?
I'd like French fries.
All right. What would you like to drink? Wine or soft drinks?
I think a glass of orange juice will do.
Well, do you want to order anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay. Would you like to have some dessert?
No, thanks.
Text 7. Hi, Clint. I'm sorry to bother you at supper time.
Oh, Judy, it's totally fine. Won't you come in?
I can't. Our little girl, Emily, is having a fever.
I'm sorry. Is it serious?
I'm not sure yet. She doesn't have a cough, but we're taking her to the hospital.
Is there anything I can help with?
Yes. Would you mind keeping an eye on my son? We're afraid he will hurt himself while we're at the hospital with Emily.
We'd be happy to. Mary can go over to your place and stay with him while I finish up the dishes for her.
We really appreciate you helping us out like this. Sorry for the trouble.
Not at all. Isn't that what neighbors are for?
Hi, Clint. I'm sorry to bother you at supper time.
Oh, Judy, it's totally fine. Won't you come in?
I can't. Our little girl, Emily, is having a fever.
I'm sorry. Is it serious?
I'm not sure yet. She doesn't have a cough, but we're taking her to the hospital.
Is there anything I can help with?
Yes. Would you mind keeping an eye on my son? We're afraid he will hurt himself while we're at the hospital with Emily.
We'd be happy to. Mary can go over to your place and stay with him while I finish up the dishes for her.
We really appreciate you helping us out like this. Sorry for the trouble.
Not at all. Isn't that what neighbors are for?
Text 8. Dad, I was talking with my school director today.
Oh, good. What did she recommend? Majoring in business?
Not exactly.
Then what did you talk about?
Ah, well, I'm thinking about studying music.
Music? Julie, trust me, you'll never get a job that way.
But, Dad, that's what I'm interested in.
Well, interests are fine. But you have to plan to study something useful, like business.
Business? Dad, I hate business.
Well, why don't you study computer programming? You're good at math and computer science.
Computer programming? It's so boring.
Well, Julie, you're going to have to think about this a little more. College is your way to get a good job.
But, Dad, college is a way for me to learn more about what I'm interested in. So, I still want to choose music as my major. Dad, I was talking with my school director today.
Oh, good. What did she recommend? Majoring in business?
Not exactly.
Then, what did you talk about?
Ah, well, I'm thinking about studying music.
Music? Julie, trust me, you'll never get a job that way.
But, Dad, that's what I'm interested in.
Well, interests are fine, but you have to plan to study something useful, like business.
Business? Dad, I hate business.
Well, why don't you study computer programming? You're good at math and computer science.
Computer programming? It's so boring.
Well, Julie, you're going to have to think about this a little more. College is your way to get a good job.
But, Dad, college is a way for me to learn more about what I'm interested in. So, I still want to choose music as my major. Text 9. Hello, everyone. Sorry to interrupt your class. Shimmer's Dance School will be offering new classes this spring due to strong demand. Angela Stevenson will be back this term, running the ballet class. This class will be on Tuesdays, and instead of normal hour from 6:30 to 7:30, we'll be running the class for an hour and a half, so it will continue until 8 o'clock. This means we have to charge higher fees, but only slightly higher, from €8.50 to €10.50. Next, Janine Davis will still be teaching the tango classes. Instead of being on Monday, these classes will be on Wednesday nights from 7 to 8. The fee will still be €7.50 for the hour. Last but not least, Andrew is taking over the tap class. This class is for early risers, as it starts at 8:30 on Saturday morning and finishes at 10 o'clock. We expect this class to be very popular, as tap is a great way to get fit while learning new dancing skills. This will cost €11. All the other classes remain the same as the winter timetable. We hope there's something for all of you at Shimmers. Hello, everyone. Sorry to interrupt your class. Shimmer's Dance School will be offering new classes this spring due to strong demand. Angela Stevenson will be back this term, running the ballet class. This class will be on Tuesdays, and instead of normal hour from 6:30 to 7:30, we'll be running the class for an hour and a half, so it will continue until 8 o'clock. This means we have to charge higher fees, but only slightly higher, from €8.50 to €10.50. Next, Janine Davis will still be teaching the tango classes. Instead of being on Monday, these classes will be on Wednesday nights from 7 to 8. The fee will still be €7.50 for the hour. Last but not least, Andrew is taking over the tap class. This class is for early risers, as it starts at 8:30 on Saturday morning and finishes at 10 o'clock. We expect this class to be very popular, as tap is a great way to get fit while learning new dancing skills. This will cost €11. All the other classes remain the same as the winter timetable. We hope there's something for all of you at Shimmer's. X10. Hi, how can I help you?
I'd like to register to use the library, please.
Okay, that's fine. Now, can I have some details from you? What's your name and student ID number?
Simon Anderson, that's A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
And ID number?
Hold on, let me check. It's A-N-D-1057.
Thank you. And what course are you studying, Simon?
Geography.
Is that in the Department of Environment Science or Earth Science?
It's in the Earth Science.
Right. Now, are you living in university halls of residence?
No, I'm in private accommodation. Do you need my address?
Yes, please.
It's Flat 3, 24 Lavender Gardens, London.
And do you have a contact number?
Is my mobile phone okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Just let me find my phone. Right, the number is 282-3016.
Let me just check that. 282-3016. So, Simon, have you had a tour of the library facility since you came here?
No, I haven't. Could you give me a quick tour now?
Hi, how can I help you?
I'd like to register to use the library, please.
Okay, that's fine. Now, can I have some details from you? What's your name and student ID number?
Simon Anderson, that's A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
And ID number?
Hold on, let me check. It's A-N-D-1057.
Thank you. And what course are you studying, Simon?
Geography.
Is that in the Department of Environment Science or Earth Science?
It's in the Earth Science.
Right. Now, are you living in university halls of residence?
No, I'm in private accommodation. Do you need my address?
Yes, please.
It's Flat 3, 24 Lavender Gardens, London.
And do you have a contact number?
Is my mobile phone okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Just let me find my phone. Right. The number is 282-3016.
Let me just check that. 282-3016. So, Simon, have you had a tour of the library facility since you came here?
No, I haven't. Could you give me a quick tour now?